Hello, this is Marshall Bryan, pastor of Lyerly United Methodist Church, with your morning devotional on WZQZ. Good morning to everyone. Good morning to all. In the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew 5, verse 4, Christ said, quote, "Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted." What does it mean to mourn? The basic definition of mourn is to, quote, show deep sorrow, to feel regret or sadness about something. We have all, at one time or another, mourned in our lives. It's an emotion common to us all. The classic example of mourning would be the loss of a loved one. We certainly mourn when someone very close to us has died, a parent, a sibling, maybe even a child. I think many of us mourn because of the state of our world in general. We see senseless war, the violence, the killing, the corruption, the evil, the heartache that is all around us, and we mourn. As Christians, we also mourn for those individuals that are in despair, maybe even homeless. Yes, we should mourn for the state of the world in general and for those individuals who are hurting in it. Now, I want to offer another reason why we should mourn. It's called sin. You see, most of the problems in the world are a result of sin. Most of the problems that exist worldwide and individually are a result of sin, poor choices. And, regarding this beatitude, I feel that the case can be made that blessed is the person who is desperately sorry for their own mistakes, their own sin. Brethren, once we can come to the realization that we are sinful by nature, we can then take the opportunity to repent and change. In Psalm 51, David was in mourning for the sin of adultery that he had committed with Bathsheba, and his subsequent attempt to cover it up. The guilt was overwhelming. David was ashamed. He was distraught. In Psalm 51, verse 17, David offered God a, quote, broken spirit and a contrite, remorseful heart. And you know what? I'm confident after doing that, after admitting his sins, which were huge, God reached down and changed David's demeanor from mourning to happiness. David became fully blessed because of the joy of forgiveness. Brethren, the same can be true for any one of us. Let us pray. Father God, help us come to you with a mournful heart when we have sinned. Please, by your forgiveness, turn our mourning into happiness. Amen. Friends, I would like to invite you to join us in worship at 11 o'clock each Sunday morning at Lyerly United Methodist Church, which is located across the street from Lyerly Elementary School. Also, please check out our church Facebook page, where our weekly worship services are recorded and posted each Sunday afternoon. Have a good day, and may God bless.